Candidate Interview Night 2015.
Environment and Ethics Officer.
The Environment and Ethics Officer represents the students in matters of ethical and environmentally sound working practices. They chair the Environment and Ethics Network and oversees campaigns to improve awareness of issues. They are also responsible for ensuring that university and USU implement all ethical environmental policies in their work and lobby for improvements where they are needed.
Hello, Tess and Jacob. Now, first, can we have, in the first 30 seconds, can you sum up your most important policies?
That's very hard to do in 30 seconds, but we can try. We really want to be focusing on reusing, recycling, informing, and food sustainability, which are, of course, really, really huge issues on campus. Would you like to add?
One of the key informing policies is creating a map of where the recycling points are. I don't know, our reusing policies is to create like an online repair cafe to link people who have broken stuff with people who can fix it.
Thank you very much for that. Now, some parts of campus accommodation now have limited heating. Are you comfortable forcing students into a more eco-friendly lifestyle? And do you think that it is fair to those more apathetic to the environment?
Personally, I really think that people will never lose out from putting on another jumper or putting on a scarf at home. It's important when you're a student to start living a more sustainable lifestyle and getting used to that, because we're very lucky right now with the resources we have. We're very lucky in the UK with the resources we have, but not everyone has these. And we have responsibility, because of how lucky we are, to make as many steps as we possibly can in our own day-to-day lives and to continue that in the future, to be reducing the energy that we're using and the waste that we have. And I think with something like heating, of course there is a line where it's not appropriate and not okay, but I generally think that people can harden up a little bit and put on a jumper and deal with it.
Well, seeing as the accommodation costs include bills, do you think there should be a reduction in accommodation costs if the heating is limited?
Potentially. I think it's very difficult to do, because that's very much a university issue, and we obviously can lobby on that sort of issue. If heating is limited and there's a drive to try and cut energy costs, the accommodation could be limited.
Thank you. In your YSTV candidate video, you talked of an environment pack, which you're going to put in every freshers pack next year. Do you think that those not already invested in protecting the environment will take notice of this in their first days of university?
We really hope so, and that's why we're doing it. Because essentially that is the point, people that are not already invested in being environmentally friendly, to make them see it as attractive. Really simple things like recipes, what is the best thing to do with your leftovers, where the best opportunity shops, secondhand shops, we call them op shops in New Zealand, where they are, the best ones around York, the best places to buy a bike secondhand. These things are really, really important, as well as the recycle points around uni. We're going to be making up a map, which is one of our really exciting policies, where all of the disposal points around campus are. I don't know if you know this, but you can actually recycle plastic film on campus, which you can't generally do in York. How cool is that? It's amazing. And there are particular places around campus that you can do that. So that will all be on the map, including places for food waste. Nice, attractive map. Stick it in a freshers pack, and then hopefully we can give people a better foundation.
Thank you. I didn't know that. In your campaign, you are very much focused on the environmental side of your role. What do you intend to do with the ethical aspect?
I think environment and ethics are very much interlinked. So when you're promoting the environment, you're also promoting ethics. For example, with our repair cafe, when you are promoting reusing, you are helping build community. You are doing many. You are making sure that things are very, very... environment is very ethical, basically.
Thank you. Now, could we finish on how are you going to communicate the certain policies that you have for environment and ethics?
I did my latest check today on the blog for the current ethics and environment officers, and there are no blog posts for the last year. So primarily that is a fantastic tool. Also, USU newsletters is a really good place to do that, and just generally... in a society is letting people know.
And I think maybe if we can like put a few infographics on the Facebook page, that would really get the ideas out.
Excellent. Now, we don't have long left, so could we go back to the studio now?
Candidate Interview Night 2015.